I think Jack Billings at St Kilda, and somewhat of an annual topic, I'll admit, but on somewhere around the $700,000 mark this season, very hard to value, though, from a rival club point of view. Pick three initially. If he kicks straight in 2017, he's probably All-Australian. Injured earlier this year, then played on a wing, then played forward. I'm not sure the demand is off the charts, but what perhaps more the conversation needs to be framed around St Kilda and what they would look to do. Obviously, they brought a lot of players in. They're pretty tight in the cap as well themselves. They put all their eggs in the basket for the here and now. So do they keep Jack Billings, or do they look to perhaps ease the squeeze, so to speak, see what he can get on the open market, and you get some draft cachet back in the other way? How does it look with Jack Billings at the Saints?
Well, I think it could look good for both parties, to be completely honest. You know, Jack probably not playing to his full potential right now, and off the back of that 2017 year, I completely agree. He kicked straight. I think he kicked 20 goals, 40 or something similar like that off the top of my head. So one goal, two basically every week. He's a good player that's not playing anywhere near what he is capable of.
What's his position? What's his...
That great, that's part of the question, isn't it? I think they've got him set as a half-forward winger only. I think Jack would love to play a little bit more midfield time, but that's not how they're seeing him at the moment. It may be in his best interest to try somewhere fresh.